when this news happened, what was your initial reaction?
It was absolute shock. I think it was shock to even the people that founded this league, to the people that play in this league, to the GMs in the league, to just about everybody except for the board members who made the decision to cease operations. So, yeah, I was very surprised, because the last I had heard was that the NWHL and the CWHL were working towards a merger, and then suddenly, obviously, the CWHL ceased to exist. So,
is there a possibility now, though, that the NHL gets involved? Because one of the things NHL said was, as long as there are two leagues, it doesn't quite make sense for it to jump in. But could that now work out in that favor, where they look at the other side and see if they can take over here in one way or another?
So the statement that we got yesterday from Bill Daly basically said that as long as there are any leagues, if there's one league, seven leagues, three leagues, four leagues, the NHL isn't getting involved in North America. So while there is a viable option for women to play pro hockey in North America, the NHL isn't getting involved, isn't creating a league of its own for women.
Do you agree with Haley Wickenheiser last night on Twitter when she says, I can't help but see this almost as a positive long term? Obviously, the initial shock, it hurts, it stings, but this could be looked at as, you know, one step backwards, but eventually two steps ahead. Yes, the NHL says there's going to be other options to consider, how many different leagues there are in North America, but ultimately that's the end goal, is to have that official NHL support one day. Do you think that's possible within the next couple of years, or is this still very much murky and mysterious, because it really did come out of the blue over the weekend?
Yeah, it did. I think it's still really murky, but certainly what happened yesterday, as shocking and disappointing as that is really for the women that founded that league and have played in that league, and I mean, some years they were paying to play in that league and volunteering while also goaltending. I mean, the stories are incredible, what they did to keep that thing alive. And the fact that, you know, it just ended yesterday was shocking and really saddening for a lot of those players. But certainly that move moves us towards what a lot of the players have been asking for, and that's to have one league where the best in the world are all playing against one another. And now that the CWHL is no longer involved, that leaves us with one league, the NWHL. And they did say yesterday that in light of the news that its Canadian counterparts were folding, that they'd be looking into expansion into Canada immediately. Mm. So, I mean, you could expect that there's a Canadian team or two in that league as soon as this coming October for next season.
If that happens, I think it'd be great. And do you think teams would be looking to follow the Buffalo Buttes model of the NWHL, where, you know, the owners of the Sabres team, Terry and Kim Pegula, they purchase the team, they give them all the support, they give them their own rink to practice on? Like, that's significant, because that is something no other team across the CWHL and the NWHL had been able to do prior to Buffalo Buttes becoming a thing.
Yeah, that's absolutely. I think the model franchise in women's hockey today is the Buffalo Buttes. And in talking to Shannon Sabados, the Team Canada goalie, who's the goalie for the Buttes, she just said that basically she didn't realize that this sort of good of an operation existed in women's hockey until she got there. Essentially, they have all the time in the world to practice, because that rink, as you said, is owned by that family that owns their team. So they get a lot of the resources that the Buffalo Sabres enjoy. And a lot of these other teams in the NWHL, a lot of them practice maybe twice a week. And the Buttes can get on the ice a lot more than that if they want. They have access to skills coaches. So that right there is absolutely the model. But I don't know that you can rely on, you know, the other franchises to necessarily get their NHL owners to also step up and buy these women's teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're the only ones doing that right now.
We're talking to Christina Rutherford on Sportsnet 650 about how the CWHL has ended effective May 1st. Now, what gives me hope is that we're seeing the level of play in women's hockey take a big step forward. I mean, we have some really talented women who are playing at a very high level, and that's going to continue to go higher and higher. So as long as women keep developing well and playing at a higher level, this at some point will become a business that people will look at and see, okay, this has a viable future.
Yeah, I think so too. And I mean, yesterday's announcement, as of yesterday, we had 11 professional women's teams based in North America. Well, one was in China, but you get the idea. So 11 teams, and you have to figure next year, if the NWHL doesn't expand, you've got 5 teams, and that gets all the best players in the world. If they choose to go that route and live in the U.S., if there's no expansion, that gets them all on 5 teams. And just think about the product that is. And even if they do expand to Canada and have 7 or 8 teams next year, I think that's still the strongest product that we will have ever seen in a professional women's hockey league.